I take cold showers every day because Thor told me so. Actually, it was Chris Hemsworth, the actor who plays Thor, on his TV show, not Marvel's movies, but a TV show on National Geographic called Limitless, about how to extend your life, life expectancy, and your performance, etc. But this is not a conversation about fitness, performance, or even ice baths. This is a conversation about habits, attitudes, patience, and ultimate success, which is something you're more used to hearing on the Saturday Morning Hustle. So let's do it. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. That's right, you guys. I take cold showers every day because Thor, Chris Hemsworth, told me so. Not simply because he told me so, but he pointed out in this series about how to extend your life expectancy, your performance, etc., the benefits of a cold shower. Now, I know you guys have seen all over the internet people who do cold plunges and are jumping in ice baths and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not down with the cold like that, but I do take a cold shower after I work out. I work out first thing in the morning, 6 days a week. Been doing that for almost 1.5 years. Why is that important? It's not a humble brag. I'm simply telling you that it's a habit I've developed because I changed an attitude. So let me back up 18 months, and I will explain and then tie it back to what it is I'm talking about on the podcast today, about how you can take anything, any approach to anything you don't want to do or want to do better or want to improve at or want to make a strength and achieve it by changing an attitude, being patient, and creating habits. Habits is how you put in enough work and enough time to be successful at whatever it is you're trying to achieve. So let's back way up. 18 months ago, I decided I need to get into better shape. I wanted to get ahead of the January New Year's resolution crowd. So I started going to the gym. I was a member of a gym, didn't go very much. You know the whole deal. Pay for the gym, never go to the gym. I decided to get relatively serious just simply because of my age. And I wanted to feel better, look better, etc. So I started going to the gym 2 days a week, 3 days a week, 4 days a week. It was hectic. I could easily say my schedule did not allow for it. I could tell you that I'm too busy. Usually in the evenings, the gym is very, very crowded. Anyways, those were great excuses because I hated working out in the morning. Didn't really work for me. I'm not a morning person at all. I'm a night owl. I like to stay up late. I don't like to get up early, and I sure as the heck don't want to go exercise first thing before coffee, before anything else. So I had to change my attitude about that. The idea that I didn't want to work out in the morning was simply in my own head. It was my own attitude, my own preference, but something I had control over. And when I would go out on the internet and on various places and try to find some advice on how to get into better shape on a crazy or unpredictable or unmanageable schedule, everyone said, find the time that you have control, so that on the times you don't have control, you aren't knocked out of your routine. So the only time I had extra that wasn't in during the workday or during the work expectations of my clients and my business, during my family time, etc., and I didn't want to work out right before going to bed, that was even more inconvenient. The extra time that I had was getting up early and going to the gym before getting dressed and going out into the world to go to work, etc. So I started getting up originally at 6, go to the gym for about 30 minutes, get back to the house, which is only a couple blocks away, so that I could get cleaned up instead of taking a shower at the gym. That's how it worked out for me. And then get on with my day. And then eventually 5:45, and then eventually 5:30, and it's the 5:30 now, and I might back it up even till 5 a.m. and start getting longer and better and more difficult exercises in so that I can advance my physical fitness. But again, this is not about physical fitness. This is about changing the attitude, which I did. I said, I don't want to get up in the morning early. I hate working out in the morning. I changed that attitude. I said, well, if you want to achieve this fitness goal, you're going to have to change your attitude and get up, power through it, and get to the gym. So I did that on a regular basis. Consistency. You've heard me talk about consistency plenty of times on this podcast. So 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week. I'm now up to 6 days a week. Feel very good, very comfortable about getting up early, going to the gym. I have a rotating, some cardio, some lifting. It's all kinds of things, push, pull, all of that stuff. Again, this is not a fitness podcast, but not important. I go 6 days a week. I feel very good about it. I'm very happy with the results. I'm feeling better. I'm sleeping better. I get up easier in the morning. I'm actually awake a few minutes before the 5:30 alarm goes off. That's why I think I can get up even a little bit earlier. In the wintertime, it's a little bit harder. It's a little bit darker. It's a little bit colder. Summertime's a little easier, but these are all ebb and flow of life, right? I changed my attitude so that I could put into practice going to the gym, exercising. You know, exercise doesn't happen overnight. If you're 30 pounds overweight, you're not losing it in 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months. It's consistency. It's how you eat and not overindulging in certain ways and getting to the gym on a regular basis. So we all know, and whether you've never worked out before in your life or you're a bodybuilder, you know it comes from consistency. So I knew it was going to take a year or more to see results. So I had to be patient. The second half of this conversation, patient. So change an attitude and then put it into practice with patience is how you build up the consistency, you build up the reps, the muscle memory, the skill development, however you want to look at it. You do something enough times, making a podcast. Your first podcast isn't as good as your 100th podcast. Riding a bike, throwing a basketball, writing an essay, editing a website, whatever it is, you're better the second time than the first time, and the third time is over and over again. So consistent repetition, putting it into practice, being patient with the results. Again, you couldn't go to the gym 3 days and go, why don't I look fantastic now? Because you have to do the work. You have to be patient. So patient is the key. Change your attitude, then be patient. Put it into practice with consistency. Consistency is the key. You've heard me say that 100 times on this podcast over years and years and years being consistent in this podcast, right? If you do that enough, you will develop habits. Habits is where you can really become successful. When something becomes a habit, your work ethic, your routine, going into the office early, going to the gym, staying late, doing whatever it takes, when it's necessary, having the habit of completing tasks, of being organized, of doing things in a certain way, of completing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, putting the work in, being patient, and developing ultimately habits to be successful is how you create success for yourself. Habits come from patient implementation, consistency of the activities that we changed our attitude about. How it all comes together. So change your attitude about something you don't want to do, that you think you can't do, that you don't feel is achievable, that doesn't feel right for you or sit right with you or fit into who you are. Change that attitude. If you need that skill set, if you need that talent, if you need that practice to be part of your future success, change your attitude, put it into practice with consistency, be patient. They say it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert. That takes a lot of patience, putting it into practice with patience. And eventually you will create habits. Those habits support the pursuit of what it is you're trying to achieve. The pursuit and ultimately achievement leads to success. If you do that multiple times in multiple ways, you will become a successful person. So much like I take a cold shower after I work out 6 days a week because Thor told me so, it's not about the fitness benefits of cold showers or of ice baths. I don't really know. I don't really do those things. I'm not an expert. But it is in adding incremental changes that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to get up early and go work out. I don't want to take cold showers. I would rather take a nice hot warm shower that feels wonderful. But by taking cold showers, I am getting the health benefits that have been described by a lot of people. Done some research on that just a little. And I find I take shorter showers. I'm more efficient. So even though I've been at the gym in the morning, I take a shorter shower. I get out. I get right to my effort of getting ready and getting to the office, and things are moving and progressing. I'm very awake. I'm very alert. Everything, all the senses are working, and it's been beneficial for me. I'm in better shape. I'm getting more done. I'm achieving things. I'm getting to the office at the same time, even though I'm putting this extra activity in the morning, which fits my schedule better so that it doesn't affect my work schedule and my home schedule. So I'm getting more out of life. I'm feeling better. I'm achieving things. And all I had to do was change my attitude about going to the gym, change my attitude about taking cold showers, take advice from Thor himself, and make small incremental changes consistently and patiently till I developed good habits, also developed better eating habits, sleeping habits, etc. And all of this goes together to ultimately create a successful outcome. You can do the same thing. Change that attitude. Put it into work consistently. Be patient. Develop good habits. Break old habits that are bad. Develop good habits that are new. And you can move forward in a better way. That change will be ultimately your success. Good luck. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and the Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle Entrepreneur AF and Coffee and Donuts swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com.